Nearly half of all deaths due to heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes in the U.S. in 2012 were associated with suboptimal dietary habits, according to a study appearing in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Tuss Friedman School of Nutrition Science and Policy in Boston examined mortality due to heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes in 2012 and the consumption of 10 food nutrients associated with cardiometabolic diseases. They include fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, whole grain, unprocessed red meats, processed meats, sugar-sweetened beverages, polyunsaturated fats, omega-3 fats, and sodium. So that's one study. Now add this. There was another study that showed that although weight gain has continued among U.S. adults, and it is an epidemic, fewer people report actually trying to lose weight. So a study of almost 27,000 people looked at weight gain and obesity and how it increased over the study period, 53% from 1988 to 1994 and 66% from 2009 to 2014. What's shocking is the percentage of adults in the category trying to lose weight declined during the same period from 56% in 88 to 94 to 49% in 2009-2014. They surmise that fewer adults are trying to lose weight, maybe due to new kind of perceptions around body weight and what society will accept, so to speak. That reduces their engagement. Primary care clinicians are probably not discussing it as much. And, of course, people who have tried diets and failed are reluctant to diet some more. But we're gaining more weight, but we're not trying to lose it. Thanks.